Shareholder activism is poised to escalate as savvy investors utilize social media and advanced analytics to examine corporate governance and performance, advocating for strategic changes, such as mergers and operational enhancements to foster long-term value. In this context, the role of law firms with expertise in shareholder activism becomes critical for boards of directors who must adopt a proactive approach to these pressures. Law firms can guide boards in establishing and maintaining open lines of communication with shareholders. This is not just about regular engagement, but also about understanding the nuances of shareholder perspectives and preempting activist strategies. In addition, regular reviews of company performance and governance are essential to identify and address vulnerabilities, with technology playing a pivotal role in understanding market sentiment and investor priorities.
In the short term, we expect interest rates, geopolitical challenges, and market volatility to continue to inform the activist playbook. The first half of 2024 saw a surge of activist campaigns, almost half of which remain ongoing, setting the stage for longer campaigns leading into fall and winter 2024. Conversely, we have seen a trend that companies looking to settle with an activist have been settling more quickly to avoid protracted and costly campaigns, which we expect to continue as we head into the start of the 2025 proxy season. Additionally, an MANDA rebound may give activists an additional lever to pull. With an increase in MANDA volumes expected for the remainder of 2024, activist demands to push for a sale or divestiture are likely to increase. Corporate separation activity will persist as organizations simplify and respond to investor pressure to allocate capital effectively as a means of unlocking value.
I believe that we are in an interesting time for shareholder activism. Established activists have gotten larger and more successful and have continued to attract investors. Over the last 5 years, there has been a shakeout where many of the smaller activists have closed up shop since they have been unable to run multiple successful campaigns, but at the same time, some new activists have started successful funds. In addition, we may be nearing the end of an era, as it appears that Nelson Peltz, Carl Icahn, Bill Ackman, and others appear to be taking a step back. So what will the next generation of activists bring? Probably more of the same, targeting underperforming companies, pressuring boards, challenging corporate strategies, and pushing for quick fixes that will raise stock prices in the short term. The key question is whether activists and companies can focus on the longer term and create an environment where the best interests of the company and the shareholders over the long term becomes a shared priority.
Activists will continue to launch new campaigns at a vigorous pace through the end of 2024. They are likely to continue to focus on companies that operate in sectors that are experiencing rapid change, such as technology, healthcare, media, and consumer goods. They will argue that these companies should make strategy and operational changes that the activists believe will lead to better performance. Because the universal proxy card rules give activists increased leverage, companies may feel more pressure to make accommodations, and activists may be emboldened to be more aggressive. Activists will also continue to make governance issues a major focus as a way of creating leverage. In general, we may see more aggressive public campaigns and more successful proxy contests. Even if we do not see more contests, we are likely to see a high percentage of campaigns end with a settlement. But not all of the momentum will be in favor of the activists. The number of campaigns focused on ESG issues may decline as investors become increasingly skeptical about the link between economic value and ESG factors.
After a couple of down years during the pandemic, activism has returned to the peak levels we saw in 2018-19, and all the signs point to activity remaining elevated for the foreseeable future. Activists are increasingly putting sustainability and compensation practices in the spotlight and tying these to financial performance. The universal proxy card has put individual directors who lack experience or have other demonstrable shortcomings more at risk. Furthermore, activists are putting forward more impressive candidates than ever before, with proven track records and extensive industry experience, in order to ensure they gain the support of institutional investors and proxy advisors. Global MANDA tailwinds will continue to provide activists with a wider range of strategic options and create further opportunities for disruption. Fostering a culture of constructive dialogue with shareholders has never been more crucial for corporations.